Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSCOTT-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Freeze warnings in effect for the area until 9 a.m. It is time, however, right now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in right now. Ready? 877-975-9825. Do not be shy. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Maybe you can take your bonus in a truckload of Thin Mints. But what's bugging me is that Gavin Newsom is basically, I think he should follow the lead of Justin Trudeau and just clock out, leave Sacramento, and resign. As Nancy Pelosi's nephew, he's a hereditary narcissist. Plus, his policies appear to be a little bit dangerous. And no loud running in 2028. That's what's bugging me.
All right. Well, you've covered quite a few there. I like it. Yeah, Governor Newsom all of a sudden having an epiphany and becoming a person with high integrity. I doubt it.
No, that was funny.
Call in now, 877-975-9825, whatever it is, big or small, political or otherwise, traffic, turn signals, remember those? Yeah. Ooh. Anything you want to complain about right now on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, Mark hit it on the head. I have to call my sister every day, you know, two or three times a day to find out if the fire is any closer to her up in Ventura County. And I can't get her out of that state yet. She's trying, but she can't. She's not moving yet. And they're saying something that they thought that the fire started with the homeless encampment. You know, that Santa Ana winds are, if you imagine a hurricane blow dryer, that's what it is. They go from any different directions. It's the hottest wind you can think of blowing at hurricane speed. And, you know, no control burns. The homeless encampments were probably what started it. And no water. And defunding the fire department is like California needs to be fenced off and made into one of those movies that Escape from New York. Yeah, you can have California. It's going to be the illegal sanctuary state.
Yep, you covered the territory there very well. I guess the question will remain, mm-hmm. if they care so much about these little fish that right. they don't have a proper water supply to put out fires. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with the big fish? You know, Karen Bass.
Oh, see what you did there.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? After all of these years trying to hide from my wife how much I spend on my competition shotguns, she just gave me permission to go out to DuPont Krieghoff and do whatever I want. And that's today's my birthday, and I'm going out there and get myself a parkour's crown. And thank you, Maria, my Italian princess.
Aww.
They should have saved that for Smile.
Happy birthday.
Yes, yeah. Happy birthday.
And we don't do happy birthday wishes, but if we did, we would send Phil a big right. happy birthday wish.
We can't say happy birthday.
And though. When you get the green light from your significant other for uh-huh. anything that you want like
yeah.
that,
yeah.
act immediately before they come to their senses.
Good plan.
877-975-9825. Yeah, like when I got the green light. You know, you're turning 60. You should have a sports car.
Uh-huh.
How many hours did it take for you to find me a car, Greg? Oh, like two?
Oh, maybe. And we went and drove it, and you bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, we knew. Don't waste
we
any time.
We did what we were supposed to do.
That time.
That time. Good morning, Ralph. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. There's something about the news cycle that helps to determine winners and losers in our life. And I'm hoping that this terrible catastrophe in California doesn't cost the people of Western North Carolina the help that they need.
Oh,
that is yeah. that is a very good point, because yeah. while you were talking, I'm thinking, yeah, what about these floods in Mecca? They're taking lives. Mm-hmm. Then there's where was that big earthquake? Tibet.
Yep.
So you've got that, but much closer to home. You're absolutely
FEMA.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were also, one of those thoughts was, it's kind of taken Jimmy Carter's
right.
Time kind of off the news cycle a little bit, or pushing it aside.
Because the stock market closed today and no mail. So.
Yep. 877-975-9825. Last chance. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, California was on fire again, and I brushed it off because California is always on fire. And then I saw a satellite picture this morning on Newsmax, and I was absolutely floored at the utter you can't even believe it. And then Joe Biden announces at the conference in front of Newsom that he just had a grandbaby, a great grandbaby, and that was the good news. You just can't even wow. believe it. This man, God bless America.
Yeah, he's been out of touch, clearly, for some time now. It's not going to get any better. We just have to hurry up and come January 20th.
I guess what bugs me from the standpoint of whether it's a Joe Biden or whether it's locally with certain cities or counties who shall remain nameless, we all know who they are, is the fact that these type of people continually get elected. It's like, what is the mentality? I mean, it's like when I'm driving down the road and I see, you know, a Kamala Harris sticker on a car, you know, Joe Biden, whatever. It's like, or maybe they were supporting, you know, bringing GRU back under local control. It's like, you know, do you like a higher bill? Do you like higher inflation? Are they so blind they don't even acknowledge that their, air quotes here, leadership are the ones who bring us all these things? And they keep voting for them.
The vast majority of American people have been bludgeoned over the head, brainwashed in schools and by the lefty media that will tell you, hate Republicans. Republicans are fat cats. They're evil. Donald Trump is Hitler, dictator. Like growing up in, being Palestinian, if six generations in a row or more are saying, hate the Jews, kill the Jews, Jews are evil, it's going to take a long time to overcome that. So, yeah.
Mm.
In the case of Democrats continuing to get elected, it's going to take a long time to completely overcome that. Look, my significant other, Betsy's got family members in California. I'm telling you, you can tell them all these things. You can go through fact, and they'll right. agree with it all uh-huh. until you say, okay, well, all that's happening because of Democrats. Mm. Governor Newsom got Democrat policies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, then, to quote a meme, and that's when the fight started.
Wow.
Yeah, if you don't reveal the whole story to them, almost like a test.
Yeah, you're on the same page then.
You're all on the same page. Uh-huh. And then when you go and they hear the T word, Trump.
Yeah.
It's just something snaps in their head, like they're pre-programmed, mm-hmm. you know? Did you say Trump? And then all of a sudden the automation kicks in.
Amazing.
Automatic hatred and closed ears and
yeah.
no debate. All right. We still have plenty we're going to be talking about and plenty of people talking to. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, is going to join us at 8:05. Stick with us. You won't miss anything. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.